morning. Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. The theme for 2026 is obey, obedience, believe, execute, and yield. We are in week 6 of the execute season, and this week the topic is enduring in obedience. Enduring in obedience, persevering when obedience is hard or costly. The scripture for this morning is Genesis 22, verses 1 through 12. The New Living Translation reads, "Sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied, here I am. Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will show you." The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped wood for a fire, for a burnt offering, and set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day of their journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. "Stay here with the donkey," Abraham told the servants. "The boy and I will travel a little farther. We will worship there, and then we will come right back." So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders, while he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them walked on together, Isaac turned to Abraham and said, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "We have the fire and the wood," the boy said, "but where is the sheep for the burnt offering?" "God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son," Abraham answered, and they both walked on together. When they arrived at the place where God had told him to go, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Yes," Abraham replies, "here I am." "Don't lay a hand on the boy," the angel said. "Do not hurt him in any way, for now I know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son." Amen. Abraham had walked with God for decades and had learned to trust God completely. God had made promises and kept them. We can't understand this story until we grasp that fact. Abraham had learned over the years that he could trust God completely, even when God asked impossible things, because God had demonstrated over and over again that he could do impossible things. So when Abraham says to his servants in verse 5, "We will worship and then we will come back to you," note that "we," he believed that. He truly believed that even if he had to kill his son, he and Isaac will come back together because God had always provided for him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and everlasting God, thank you. Thank you for your love and sacrifice for us, O Lord. Thank you for this day and another chance to honor and worship you, our Father. Thank you for watching over us last night and waking us up early this morning. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins, O Lord. We pray for obedience to your word, O Lord. We pray to endure. We pray that over the years we continue to trust you as you continue to work things out for us over our hard decisions, O Lord, even when it's costly, O Lord. We pray we are still obedient. We lift up your name and give you all the praise and all the honor, Lord God. There is none like you. We thank you, Lord God. This week, Lord God, we pray for obedience. Let us listen for your direction, O Lord. Follow your lead, O Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the blueprint, which is the Bible, Lord God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that convicts us, Lord God, when we step out, Lord God, when we step out of the way, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for your love, Lord God. We thank you for all you do for us, Lord God. We thank you that you have continued to love us since the beginning, Lord God, that you gave us your only, but you sacrificed your son, Lord God, for our sins, Lord God. We can never repay you, Lord God, but we thank you. We thank you for all you do for us, Lord God. And this morning, Lord God, this morning we're lifting up in prayer the people, Lord God, the people of Puerto Rico concerning their water shortage, Lord God. In Puerto Rico, there is a drastic drought, a dry season over there, Lord God. It's beautiful, but the water is short, Lord God, and they're rationing out water to residents. Over 180,000 homes are affected by this drought, Lord God. The infrastructure in Puerto Rico is so decayed and weak that 65% of the water collected is leaking out. So they're running out. They're running out of water, Lord God, as we wake up and shower and wash our face and brush our teeth, Lord God. Let us take a few seconds to pray for the people of Puerto Rico, Lord God, who doesn't have that luxury, Lord God. We pray for those traveling to Puerto Rico, Lord God, as tourists. We pray that they have understanding of what the island is going through, Lord God. Let them be mindful as they take showers and baths and things like that, that the water, and they will stop the water supply for the locals, the residents that live there, Lord God, because the tourists will be tourists and enjoy their vacations, Lord God. So we pray for the people and the infrastructure that they be repaired. The decaying infrastructure that they have, we pray that they will gain resources to repair these things, and we pray for rain for Puerto Rico. Oh God, I know it's summertime and rain stops some things, but Puerto Rico needs it, Lord God. So we lift up the island of Puerto Rico, Lord God. We pray for resources and let our world leaders realize that Puerto Rico is a part of the United States and needs help as well as everything else that money is going to, Lord God. We pray that resources go to Puerto Rico so they could help for water, the basic need of water, Lord God. So our Rev D asks us to pray for the people of Puerto Rico, Lord God. We're also lifting up those who ministered yesterday, especially preachers, Lord God. We pray that preachers endure for obedience over these summer months, Lord God, where attendance may be low in churches, Lord God. We pray that preachers do not lose faith, and they continue to endure. They continue to spread the gospel, Lord God. Continue to be obedient to their calling, Lord God. And we lift up preachers. We lift up those who work in the ministry, Lord God, who ministered yesterday. We pray they be restored. We pray that they or poured into, that they themselves have received a word of encouragement, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. We are also, our Rebbe asks us to pray for those who need strength during this season in their lives, Lord God. Whatever it may be, the Lord knows. The Lord knows what people are going through in this season, Lord God. And we pray for strength during this time, Lord God. We pray that they are given what they need to keep going, Lord God, to endure during this season. Endure meaning lasting a long time and not fading away, Lord God. So we pray that people endure during this season. This is a reminder for things, losses or traumas or, you know, whatever is going through, whatever people are going through this season, Lord God, we pray for strength that is needed, Lord God. Our Jamie Street asked us to pray for families, Lord God, lifting up families. We pray for more love and profound peace, Lord God. We pray that family members find a mutual respect, understanding, forgiveness, and support of each other, Lord God. We lifting up families, Lord God, when it's so hard to keep things together, Lord God. We need the support of our family members. We pray that families stay together, work out difficulties, Lord God. We just pray that families work through and support each other, Lord God. So we ask that in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, we pray. Our Jamie also asks us to pray for blessings of secure and affordable housing, Lord God, especially living in the tri-state area, Lord God, where rent is high. We pray for affordable housing for many millions of people, Lord God, and we would like to pray for secure places to live, Lord God, where there's safe conditions, Lord God. We lift up people needing secure and affordable housing this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're also praying for financial stability, Lord God. Financial stability in this season, Lord God, wherever you may live, Lord God, we pray that finances stretch across our expenses, Lord God. We pray for discipline. We pray for good decisions, Lord God. But we pray for financial stability. We pray that our income meets our needs, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for what you've given us, Lord God, what you allowed us to have, Lord God. And we pray that we treat those funds respectfully and that they can maintain our means. Jamie also asks us that she continue to be a good role model for her three children, Lord God. We lift up Jamie, Lord God. We pray that she's a good example, Lord God. We pray that she follows your lead, Lord God, and her children will follow her, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for growth and change and acknowledgement. Acknowledgement, Lord God, that we are mature now, Lord God. Not that she wasn't before, Lord God, but we lift her up, Lord God, and she acknowledged that she wants to be a great example for her children, Lord God. So we lift up Jamie this morning, Lord God. We lift up everyone that's raising children. It's not easy, not easy going through life, Lord God, and life is lifing for everyone, Lord God. So we lift up those that are raising children that need encouragement to continue to endure, Lord God. We pray that they are obedient to the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Our Deacon Gloria asks us to lift up her 17-year-old grandson, Chase, who goes to court this morning, Lord God. We lift up Chase. We lift up his team all around him, Lord God. We pray. We pray for him this morning, Lord God, as he goes to court, whatever his situation is, Lord God. We pray. We pray that for a favorable decision, Lord God. We lift up Chase to you this morning, Lord God. You know him. You know his family. You know his praying grandmother. They say someone prays for him, and we know that our Deacon Gloria has been praying. She lifts up. She prays for all of us, Lord God, and we know she's been praying for her grandson, and we lift him up, and we support him this morning, Lord God, and we pray for him. We pray favor over his life, his case, his decisions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us call out Chase this morning, Lord God. This morning, I would like to pray for my daughter, Kamiko, my one and only daughter, Lord God. I pray that things work out for her, favor in her job and the things that are going on there, Lord God. You know about it, Lord God. I lift her up in this situation to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God. We are also praying this morning for the children returning to school this week and this season. The whole month of August, kids are going back in early September. We pray for the children returning to school. We pray for parents trying to get things together and shopping and school supplies. We used to have that run, and it was an exciting time for the ministry, gathering school supplies for the kids to get a good start so that they could start out with everything they need and they could be productive, Lord God. So we pray for the children that are returning to school. Let them have an eagerness to learn, Lord God. Let them go in bright and ready to learn and to take on what's there for them, Lord God. So we pray safety for kids returning to school. We pray that they make great friendships, that they enjoy going. I remember a friend of mine was talking about how excited we was to go to school because all our friends were there, and, you know, we wanted to be there. And we pray that the kids find that joy again to going to school, and not begrudgingly, but excited to get back into the classroom, to be around your friends and to learn new things and open up their minds to the world that's out there, Lord God. So we lift up children going back to school and adults that's going back for new careers or trying to finish off degrees or whatever it is, Lord God. We pray for those going back. We also want to pray for people to enjoy the rest of the summer safely, traveling. Mercies to everyone that's going around, traveling on the highways, trains, planes. Enjoy the rest of the summer. It's coming. It's going out quickly, Lord God. We are almost in the middle of August, and then, you know, that's going to be the end of summer. So, Lord, we pray. We pray for people to enjoy this summer, this time, Lord God. So we thank you, and we ask all of these prayers and these blessings. We ask in the name of Jesus, we pray. We say amen. Amen. We thank you. Thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. Please continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer our prayers. We encourage you to continue to send your prayer requests to our email address, actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. And our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. Please visit our beloved website at belovedministriesny.com for all of our upcoming events. Thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will release the lines so we all may greet one another. Amen.